One of the simplest fuel-saving technologies for automobiles involves what's happening when they're not moving. I'm Bill Schlesinger, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. With buy-in from 13 leading automakers, President Obama recently announced a historic agreement to increase corporate average fuel economy, or CAFE, standards for new cars and light trucks. If achieved by 2025, fleet-wide efficiency would increase from today's standards of 27.5 miles per gallon to more than 54, nearly doubling. This would mean less oil used, less money spent at the gas pump, and lower greenhouse gas emissions to the atmosphere. Most encouraging, the new goals aren't based on pipe dreams, but improvements in aerodynamics and in what a car does when it's not moving.
That's where an ultracapacitor comes in. We can be used as part of what's called a start-stop system.
That's IOXIS CEO Mark McGue, a leading businessman in the ultracapacitor industry. Ultracapacitors discharge their power and recharge very quickly over and over. Already popular overseas, this technology allows vehicles to avoid wasting energy while stuck in traffic jams or at stoplights. Ultracapacitors help the engine restart quickly without the driver even noticing. And it's an inexpensive technology.
A microhybrid can instantly improve the fuel efficiency of that exact same car by 10 to 15% just by adding about a $150 component.
Car makers such as Toyota and Ford are already offering start-stop technology in vehicles sold abroad. Look for it to be phased into American cars soon. For more environmental news, visit earthwiseradio.org or join the conversation on our Facebook page. Support for Earthwise comes from the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Millbrook, New York.